84. New one. Fiona's drone's batteries had died, and it dropped like a stone, almost as soon as Foley and the others had left in the black car. Milgram had helped her fold the tarp, which was now stuffed into one of the side pockets of his riding jacket, and then had been the one to find the drone, though he'd done so by stepping on it, cracking a rotor housing. She hadn't seemed to care, tucking it under her arm like an empty drinks tray, and quickly leading him to where she'd left her Kawasaki. "We'll FedEx it back to Iowa, and they'll rebuild it," she'd said. He'd guessed to stop him apologising. Now Milgram held it, as she dug in the eyeball carrier Benny had mounted over the pillion seat. He shook it gingerly, heard something rattle. "Here," she said, producing a very shiny black helmet, sealed in plastic. She ripped the plastic, pulled it off, took the drone, and handed him the helmet. She put the drone in the carrier, snapped it shut. "You are getting tired of Mrs. Benny's." Milgram was unable to resist turning it over, raising it, sniffing the interior. It smelled of new plastic, nothing else. "Thanks," he said. He looked at the Kawasaki.
"Where can I sit?"
"I'll be on your lap, basically." She reached out, took the strap of his bag, lifted it over his head so that it was on the other shoulder, diagonal across his chest, then kissed him, hard but briefly, on the mouth. "Get on the bike," she said. "He wants us away from here."
"Okay," said Milgram,
breathily, out of hyperventilation and joy, as he put on his new helmet.